It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruthen. Joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, a group trying to legalize recreational pot in Michigan tried and failed to get a judge to put the question to voters this fall. This was after a state elections board rejected MI Legalize's petition drive because they didn't get enough signatures within the legally required six-month period. The court agreed. What do you think about the judge's decision, and what's next for pot in Michigan?
Well, the judge, I think, made the right decision given the nature of the law. What happened was they had enough signatures, but a lot of them had been collected outside, you say, the 180-day or almost half a year window. Recently, the legislature changed the law to sort of codify this, but in practice, that's what the elections board had been doing. They'd been limiting you to 6 months to collect signatures. But I think what will happen now is the MI Legalize will mobilize again and try to get the signatures again in a six-month period and be on the ballot in 2018, most probably. They will pursue some legal challenges with this and hope that the judge's ruling will be reversed, but that doesn't seem very likely to me. And even some of the MI legalized people sort of hinted that they didn't spend enough money and work hard enough early in the process. So they'll be back.
The Detroit Free Press this week reported that the Maroon family, who owned the Ambassador Bridge, might be getting ready to throw some legal hurdles downriver where the rival Gordie Howe Bridge is set for construction. Jack, is this bridge ever going to get built?
I think so, but it's like trench warfare. The Maroon family, primarily Maddie Maroon, the octogenarian owner of the bridge, don't want the new bridge, don't want competition, or fighting every step of the way. I've talked to some key attorneys involved in this. There are about 30 parcels they need for the bridge on the U.S. side that are owned by the Maroons. Now, they can get those eventually through eminent domain, but that drags out the process. Some people aren't very happy with Mayor Duggan and the new Liberal government of Justin Trudeau in Canada for not pushing this aggressively enough. I'm thinking we'll see a new bridge, but I don't think we'll see it open to traffic before 2023 or so.
Governor Rick Snyder and State Attorney General Bill Schuette clashed this week over a confidential court order related to the Flint water crisis. The Snyder administration is challenging the order, and that means once again the governor and the AG are at opposite ends of a legal issue. Jack, how do you think the Snyder-Schuette rivalry affects public perception of our state government?
Well, I think public perception of the state government has been below the equator for a long time, and this is just one more minor piling onto it. What's really going on here, I think, is little to do with the specific legal issue and a lot to do with Schuette's plans to run for governor. Schuette very much wants to be the Republican candidate for governor and to win in 2 years, but he feels that he has to do so. He has to separate himself from Rick Snyder, who is, of course, been very discredited by the Flint water crisis. So he wants to be able to go to the voters and say, I'm not Snyder. I aggressively prosecuted this stuff. I'm independent. And so you're going to see a lot more of that. And I'll predict that these two families don't spend Thanksgiving with each other this year.
And lastly, Jack, it sounds like Donald Trump is heading to Detroit next month. According to reports, he's coming to the Motor City as part of an effort to win support in African-American communities where Democrats are usually favored. Do you think he'll be able to make a dent?
No. I don't think he has any chance of getting any significant support. In some polls, he's at zero. In other polls, he's at two. But that may not be what he's actually doing. What he may be actually doing is seeking to assure white voters that he's not some flamboyant racist, that he doesn't have evil intentions toward the African-American community. Trump has not done a lot of things Republicans traditionally do, such as go to NAACP dinners, meet with African-American leaders. It remains to be seen if he's going to do some of that. But the one thing that is quite clear is that he's not going to get any significant African-American support. No Republican has in more than 50 years.
Well, Jack, thanks so much for your insights and have a good weekend.
Always a pleasure, Rebecca.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. He joined us today by Skype.